Will you please go to bed? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Here it is, another sleep study.
A new report from AAA shows drivers who miss between 1 to 2 hours of the recommended 7 hours of sleep a night nearly double their risk for a crash.
We all know this. We've heard it many times before, but nothing seems to change.
I had about 3 hours last night. I'm driving just fine.
Please don't be my Uber. The trouble with these we all need more sleep stories is that they never tell you how you're supposed to get all that sleep. The 21st century is just not set up for it. Everybody has 3 jobs, traffic is horrible, there's all that fake news to catch up on. Plus, now that we know it's fake, we have to fact check it so it takes twice as long to read. Because, I mean, as plausible as it sounds, for Hillary Clinton to be running a sex ring out of a pizza joint, you want to double check, just in case it's not true. And you have to watch the Westworld finale before somebody leaks the ending. That's why gas stations sell energy drinks. As for me, my sleep patterns are dictated by the president-elect's tweeting schedule, and so if I get 5 hours, I'm so grateful I'd sacrifice a goat if I knew how. By the way, if you have the time to sleep but you can't, I did find a podcast called Sleep With Me, which will take you on a sleep-inducing journey.
And feel the cool winter air, because you are a snowflake, a flurry, billowy snowflake. Flaky, can I call you Flaky? Nice to meet you, Flaky. I'm Scooter.
Or you could just eat a turkey leg. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.